He died, but he's not dead. That's the paradox of Easter. It's the story we tell every year, and it never changes. It always ends the same way. The stone has been rolled away, and the tomb is empty. I can't explain how it happens, but I want to be told again and again that it did happen. I think we all do. I think that's why churches are so full on Easter morning, save, of course, during these times in the pandemic. Like children with a favorite bedtime story, we want to hear it one more time. Not because we think the story has changed or because things might end differently, but because our life story, both individually and collectively as a community, have changed and continue to change, and we're just not sure how it will all end. Life is delicate and relationships are fragile. One day, all is well. The next, it's all different. One day it's sunshine, and the next day it's deep darkness. Maybe a doctor gives a life-changing diagnosis, or a spouse wants a divorce. Maybe we're watching a parent struggle with dementia. Maybe we're worried about our kids. Maybe a loved one is dying. Maybe a job is lost. Sometimes it feels as if we are hanging on by a thread and getting more and more tired by the minute. Isaiah 2 writes about the dark in the night in which the people are living. This darkness was the darkness of anguish and spiritual death. However, something new will break through. The dead will live and rise and sing for joy. Sound familiar? Like Isaiah's audience and the people to whom he ministered, we too can experience the increased joy, which is glorious, through the resurrection. For Isaiah, this joy was like the rejoicing of people literally having new life breathed into death. The significance of Isaiah's story for us is that it has shined into our darkness, and the greatness of this has brought us new life. Life and light that break through the night. The singing and joy which Isaiah wrote about has not and will not ever go out, because it is God's glory revealed in Jesus Christ. It's the same joy revealed in the empty tomb that, in fact, proclaims God's promise of resurrected life. There's an empty tomb that lies within each of our stories. And regardless of what happens next in our story, the ending has been written. The stone has been rolled away, not so Jesus could get out, but so we could see in. There is no body. The tomb is empty. There is nothing there. God has a future for us. That is the promise of Easter. That's what we come to hear, and that's what we proclaim. And sometimes, this might seem all like a bit of an idle tale. Too good to be true, too improbable to be real, and too hard to believe. But look again. The stone has been rolled away. The tomb is empty. Listen to the story 1,000 times, it will not change. Our lives have been guaranteed by God. That is the truth of Easter. Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.